What truly separates extraordinary CEOs from the rest? It's not some magical personality trait or secret formula. The world's most effective corporate leaders, those generating 2.8 times more shareholder returns than average, approach their fundamental responsibilities with distinct mindsets and practices. Through unprecedented access to 65-plus top-performing CEOs across industries and geographies, a clear pattern emerges. Excellence isn't about incremental improvements, but making bold moves that transform organizations. The best CEOs don't just manage companies, they reframe possibilities, inspire purpose beyond profit, and execute with both vision and precision. Their playbook, now required reading at Harvard Business School and praised by leaders like Bill Gates, reveals that the path to exceptional leadership is both learnable and replicable. When Hubert Joly took over a struggling Best Buy, conventional wisdom suggested the retailer was doomed against Amazon. Instead of accepting this fate, Joly reframed Best Buy from a retailer selling electronics to a company enriching lives through technology, driving a 330% stock increase during his tenure. Similarly, when Herbert Hainer led Adidas, he focused on helping athletes perform better rather than financial metrics, growing market capitalization from $3.4 billion to over $30 billion in 15 years. The best CEOs pair bold visions with equally bold strategies. When Satya Nadella took Microsoft's helm in 2014, he matched his vision of empowering every person and organization on the planet to achieve more with massive strategic moves, $50 billion in acquisitions, doubled investments in cloud services and AI, shifting to subscription models, and divesting the mobile phone business. The result? A 60% revenue increase and six-fold stock price growth in 6 years. These leaders think like outsiders when allocating resources, challenging historical spending patterns, and solving for the whole company rather than individual divisions. Ever wonder why only one in three strategies is successfully implemented? The answer rarely lies in the strategy itself, but in the human dynamics surrounding it. The soft stuff, people and culture issues, accounts for 72% of barriers to success. Rather than delegating these challenges to HR, excellent CEOs treat culture as their personal responsibility. The most successful CEOs focus cultural change on one thing that makes the biggest difference. When Paul O'Neill took over Alcoa, he focused solely on worker safety, explaining, "If I could start disrupting habits around one thing, it would spread throughout the company." Despite investors' initial skepticism, one advised clients to sell immediately. Within a year, the company delivered record profits, and net income increased fivefold during his tenure. To make cultural change stick, top CEOs reshape the work environment, make it personal, make it meaningful, and measure what matters. At Cleveland Clinic, Toby Cosgrove transformed the culture by giving every employee, from doctors to janitors, badges reading, "I am a caregiver," elevating patient experience from last to first among large American hospitals. What if we approached organizational culture not as a nice-to-have, but as the foundation of sustainable performance? The quality of a top executive team is crucial for company success. Investors rate it as the primary non-financial factor in IPO evaluations. While companies with cohesive top teams are twice as likely to achieve above median financial performance, over half of senior executives report their teams underperform. Like in old-growth forests' underground mycorrhizal networks, effective executive teams balance individual excellence with collective strength. The best CEOs ensure their top teams focus on work requiring their collective perspective and establish that company needs take precedent over functional interests. As Doug Baker tells his Ecolab team, "Have one foot in my job and one foot in yours." Board engagement presents unique challenges for CEOs, as directors wield tremendous influence without daily involvement. Successful CEOs proactively help directors support the business rather than merely fulfilling fiduciary duties. They build trust through transparency, creating a cycle where trust enables bold moves and improved performance. As DSM's Fika Sijbesma told his chair, "Please, challenge as well as support me," acknowledging the need for openness. Today's CEOs must engage with multiple stakeholder groups more extensively than ever before. Research shows stakeholder relationships can influence up to 30% of corporate earnings, and pre-crisis stakeholder engagement significantly impacts how a company weathers difficulties. Henlik Poulsen's transformation of Danish oil and natural gas into Ørsted exemplifies purpose-driven leadership. Facing stalled growth, Poulsen asked, "What does the world need and where does the company excel?" Believing in climate science, he bet on offshore wind despite initial economic challenges. By Poulsen's 2021 retirement, the company was ranked the world's most sustainable with an $80 billion market value, up ninefold. The best CEOs avoid woke washing, claiming to support good causes while continuing harmful practices. At Ecolab, Doug Baker made sustainability an outcome of growth rather than a hobby, engineering programs delivering results while using fewer resources. This approach grew Ecolab from $7 billion to over $60 billion market cap, with clients saving 206 billion gallons of water annually. What if purpose wasn't just a statement on the wall, but the very engine of profitability? Crises represent pivotal moments that can make or break a CEO's leadership. Mary Barra demonstrated this at GM, tackling an ignition switch recall early in her tenure by following Warren Buffett's principle: get it right, get it fast, get it out, and get it over. Forward-thinking CEOs prepare for crises proactively. Netflix's Reed Hastings conducts future failure scenarios to identify risks and adjust strategies. When crises occur, effective CEOs establish empowered cross-functional teams to address both immediate challenges, legal, technical, operational, and stakeholder concerns. Like a captain managing a damaged ship while maintaining course, successful CEOs balance crisis management with ongoing operations. They recognize crises as catalysts for necessary change, echoing Caspar Rorsted's view that crisis presents the best time to make radical change. Despite reaching the pinnacle of corporate success, the best CEOs maintain genuine humility. They recognize they're merely stewards of their organizations rather than indispensable heroes. MasterCard's Ajay Banga uses a vivid nautical metaphor, describing CEOs as stewards of the system in a ship sailing through the sea, whose job is to ensure the boat doesn't sink and picks up improvements, but never to brand the boat with your name. The most effective CEOs adopt a servant leadership mindset, viewing their position as a privilege rather than an entitlement. American Express's Ken Chenault believes, if you want to lead, you have to be committed to serve. Leaders like Home Depot's Frank Blake visualize their organization as an inverted pyramid, placing themselves at the bottom, supporting everyone else. The best CEOs resemble decathletes rather than specialists. They excel not by mastering any single skill, but by integrating all their responsibilities simultaneously. Despite technological advances, the human elements of leadership, raising aspirations, inspiring others, and unleashing creativity, remain the most valuable competitive advantages in an increasingly complex world. What if the ultimate leadership paradox is that the more power you accumulate, the more you must give it away to be truly effective?